Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber events that are up and coming, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And Erica Max, you're on the board of directors for the Powerhouse. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. How are things down at the Powerhouse? And where is it first? Where is it located?
The Powerhouse is located on the river, right at the bend where the building with the big white smokestack on Camino del Rio.
Oh, yeah. Kind of right by the fire station down in there.
Right next door to the fire station. Yeah. One of our best neighbors.
And I have to say, you know, I'm going to go back in time and remember when the whole concept for creating that, and I thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, such a pipe dream. And it's true. It's come to fruition, and you guys have done some incredible things down there.
We have. It was a derelict building when we took it over, and now it is a vibrant community hub.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and I love the fact that, you know, you mentioned community there. I've been to a lot of events there. You can rent the Powerhouse, as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of fun things. And I've got a little side story. There was a gentleman named John Brennan, no relation to the Brennans that have the gas stations and stuff, but he worked for Utah Power, and his office, he told me, was in the basement of that building. He's passed away about 5 years ago, but he had incredible stories that he would talk about.
It is one of the oldest AC pump generating plants in the country. In fact, Durango had streetlights before Manhattan in New York did because of that power plant down there.
That is amazing, and I love walking in and seeing the history and then those big coal-fired generators. Those things are huge.
Yeah, and then we also have all of the exhibits for kids.
Yeah.
Hands-on interactive science. We're a science education center. We provide education to the Four Corners. And we try and touch every kid.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing because the different, interactive displays, kids can come in, kind of like, the Children's Museum Science Center. And now let me ask you, what are your hours and when can kids come in, or family or old people like me?
Well, right now we're on our winter hours still until Memorial Day.
Okay.
So we are open till 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. 10 to 1, 6 days a week.
Okay.
We close on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
But on Mondays, we're actually open later because of early release for schools.
Okay. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you because my brain, I got to ask these questions and get them out. I'm sorry, Erica. So I don't forget, website.
Yeah, it's POWSCI, POWSCI.org.
Oh, POWSCI.
POWSCI.org.
I love that. And I'm sure all the hours are on there, so if you want to check something out. And I would assume, and I don't assume this, but if somebody wanted to have a kid's birthday party, can they do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
And weddings, birthday parties, meetings for corporate events, we do those too.
Oh, wow.
Any event you can think of.
We
also have the Maker Lab, which is our new space.
Yes.
And what we're putting together now are Maker Lab parties.
Oh,
and that's more for adults.
Well, and I have to tell you, so little story, but my sister married a Canadian, and they were down here last fall, and he wanted to make something for an urn for his father who had passed away, and he wanted to make it look like his brand. And Brian over there and everyone were so helpful. We ended up going over to Holt Sheet Metal just because of the timing and everything. But my brother-in-law was just blown away at how much technology, how helpful, and just the cool things that the makerspace had, which, you know, it's kind of like an adult playground, so to speak, where we can go in and play with all the fun little gadgets.
It's amazing. And the other thing that it provides, which was one of the impetuses for us, is that if you are a teeny small business getting started in Durango and you need access to creating a prototype, we have machinery that is so expensive you could never afford it.
Right.
But for $45 a month, you can become a member of the Maker Lab and come in and use our computerized routers, our 3D printers, our laser cutters.
Yeah.
So it also provides that impetus to small businesses.
And incredible. Again, the Maker Space is just south of the Powerhouse. and Science Center, and you know, and wonderful opportunities there. And is the hours for the makerspace also on the PowSci website?
Well, uniquely, if you're a member of the makerspace, you have access to that space 24/7.
No way.
Yeah. So you can, if you have the urge at 1 o'clock in the morning to go make a sign for your business on the laser cutter, you have a card that lets you into that space.
Oh, how awesome. And only $45 a month, and you literally have access to some very high-end equipment.
Exactly.
How
exactly.
cool is that? Now, you mentioned different events. You guys have the Durango Derby coming up. Now, does this happen to be in conjunction with the Kentucky Derby?
It does.
Okay. So what's going on with the Durango Derby?
We are putting on the best party in Durango.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It is a Kentucky Derby party down... As you know, we have a huge plaza outside. If the weather's great, we're going to be outside.
Right.
We all know May 5th can be not so great weather.
It can be iffy, yeah.
But the gallery holds over 300 people.
Right.
So if the weather's terrible, we'll be inside.
Okay.
And actually, our event's going to be inside and outside anyway.
And this is May 5th?
May 5th, the first Saturday in May from 2 until 6.
So you got the Derby going on. You got Cinco de Mayo. I think there's even the wine experience, but this is the one to go to.
Yep. This is the kind of rowdier version of things. You know,
awesome.
We're drinking mint juleps. We're not sipping things. We're drinking mint juleps.
You're having a good time. Now, should the ladies dress up and have their fancy hats?
If you want to win the hat contest, you got to have a hat.
Okay.
So we're having a hat contest. We're having gambling tables.
Oh, fun.
Poker, roulette, craps, and blackjack.
Okay, now I'm assuming that when you say that's in a fun type of atmosphere where you're not actually truly gambling.
You're not.
I don't want to get in trouble here.
No. You get chips with your ticket. You
yep.
get $20 worth of chips.
Okay.
And gamble away. And then you take your chips and buy raffle tickets and put them into different items. So
one
of the things we have is a two nights at the Peaks in Telluride.
Very nice.
In a suite.
Oh, very cool.
Peaks.
Now, what time does all this start on May 5th?
Starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
The race is at 4:46.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be drawing the raffle afterwards, after the race. And the hat contest will be sometime before then. We're thinking about a best dressed contest for the men.
Right.
Which is, you know, good impetus for men in Durango to
go
wild.
Put on your suit, put on
something. We don't even care if it's a suit.
I shined my shoes this morning. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Very, very good. And kind of, you could even go as a, I want to say, a husband and wife can dress up and kind of, you know,
absolutely
partner up and have the contest and enter it together.
Indeed. Indeed.
Ah.
And of course, we have big. Movie size screens that we'll be broadcasting. We'll be showing the races on.
How fun is that? So again, this all kicks off at what time?
2 o'clock, to 6 on May 5th.
And how much is it?
It's $40.
Okay.
$20. You get $20 in gambling chips.
Okay.
And a mint julep or whatever drink you want. We have a full bar.
All right.
It's a 21 and over event.
Okay. 21 and older. Good to know.
And it's just going to be fun.
And are all the proceeds and the money raised go back to the powerhouse?
100%.
100%.
Goes to STEM education in the Four Corners. And we do provide science, technology, engineering, and math education to kids all over the Four Corners.
Which I got to tell you, my son went to Colorado School of Mines and was a petroleum engineer major. And it is amazing being around kids that are science, technology, engineering, math driven. The guaranteed jobs that are available when you go into that field are incredible.
Yeah. The average starting salary of an engineer is somewhere between around $70,000.
Oh, yeah. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, my daughter graduates in a month with an engineering degree.
And I always just say, I'm making more money than me. It's like, hey, why don't you pay some of that back? But now, again, this is all happening, the Durango Derby at the Powerhouse, and it's on May 5th, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Will there be food?
There will be food, drinks, and tickets are available at DurangoDerby.com.
DurangoDerby.com, okay.
Or at the Powerhouse website.
Uh-huh.
Which is PowSci, SCI.org.
All right.
But DurangoDerby.com is easy to remember, and the tickets are right there, or they're available at the door.
Okay. And then can you, let's say if you burn through your $20 in chips, can you buy more?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We would love you to buy more.
So, and then what I'm thinking too, because you know, I've always wanted to learn how to play craps or something. I would think this is one of those things that's a fun non-threatening environment to learn how to play and gamble.
And we are actually having professional dealers.
Oh, good.
Not volunteers.
Uh-huh.
And we will have little sheets at every station so that the show the rules and explain how to play.
Right.
So totally craps, because craps is one of the most difficult
It is.
Games
it,
to learn.
You just bet on the come line or whatever that is, and that's what people say. And then you just, and what I like, what I hear about craps, that's why you always hear this uproar when somebody does good, because it's the whole table playing together, from what I've been told.
Yeah.
And so, that's all I understand.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. So this is all happening on May 5th. Now, what else is the Science Powerhouse up to?
Well, we... as I said, we do a lot of education. We do field trips.
Okay.
We have a new executive director.
Oh.
Who is starting next week.
Who's that?
His name is Wayne Labar.
Okay.
We did a national search.
Uh-huh.
I spent 15 years as an executive search consultant.
Okay.
And while my field of expertise is investment banking, I conducted the search for the powerhouse. Wayne is known everywhere.
Wow.
He has an incredible Rolodex. He has the ability to reach out and partner with large museums, which is what we need in our small museum.
Sure. Okay.
And he brings a level of expertise that we haven't seen yet. He's originally from California, so he understands a little bit about the West.
Right.
And he's a family guy, has three kids. And he and his wife are moving here.
And they're coming here, and they'll be landing, and I'm sure he'll be at the Durango Derby.
He'll be at the Durango Derby.
All dressed up.
Everyone will come and meet him.
Ah, this is so cool. Well, congratulations on finding somebody with his experience.
Thank you.
Now, if somebody wants, again, to find out other things that you can do and partake in, what's the website one more time?
POWSCI, POWSCI.org.
Okay.
And it lists our events. It lists our summer camps.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, which are really amazing. They're week-long camps, and everyone loves them.
Well, and I know, don't you guys like do a Lego building thing or something? I hear about that all the time.
We do a Lego robotics competition that we sponsor.
Oh.
And it has kids from, actually from Shiprock all the way up to Norwood.
Wow.
That come and compete in building a robot. And then also they do a community service project. It has various different aspects to it.
I had no idea you guys were doing that on top of the makerspace, on top of the Durango Derby and everything else that you're doing.
We're busy.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, we are in the best financial shape that we have ever been in.
That's good to know, because I know that there's been some, you know, ups and downs as with any nonprofit, and so you guys are sitting really well now.
We have a wonderful board. We've looked and analyzed what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are.
Uh-huh.
We dramatically cut expenses, and as I said, best financial shape ever.
Wow. Well, that's encouraging, and all the money raised for the Durango Derby will continue to help improve the financial situation for the powerhouse.
You bet, and we're putting it right back into education.
Wow. Well, good for you. So what's the best part about being associated with the powerhouse?
For me, the best part is looking at kids who haven't had a lot of science or technology experience and just watching their faces light up. We have this augmented reality sandbox where you can take sand and build different geological formations.
Uh-huh.
And you think you're building something real, although it's not really. You're just playing with sand. And you can build rivers. And you watch these kids, and they're like, wow, okay, now I understand how mountains work.
Right.
And it's such a great exhibit that the museum in New Mexico has asked us to use our technology for it.
Oh, that is so cool. And just, I'm sure that just watching the little minds develop, you know, and not be, you know, someone may feel like, oh, I don't know how to do that. But then you kind of leave them to figure it out on their own. And all of a sudden they're diving in.
Yeah. And we have what's called the Science Career Ladder, where middle school and high school students come and be interns with us, and they work their way up. And we, it's an amazing program. And a lot of those kids go on to engineering.
Wow. How fun is that?
Yeah.
So it's all available. You can go to the website, POWSCI, so POWSCI .org. Check out everything, or go to the DurangoDerby.com. Get your derby tickets for May 5th. Have a mint julep. Dress up. Get your fancy hats. Missed anything?
You have not missed a thing.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for being on the board.
Well, thank you.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and have a great day.